What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal, simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal, only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
2 Timothy 4:7. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. He kept the faith how? By fighting a good fight. He kept the faith by finishing the course. That's how Paul kept the faith. He is an apostle. He's a Christian. He's a church leader. He's a believer. And he's talking about what he had been through, what he has experienced. And he calls them a race that he ran to finish. He calls them a battle that he fought. Now, these two words tells you what is going on in the mind of Paul. He's talking about, I fought. And it was a good fight that he did. And then he said that I was able to run and finish the race. If you're looking at fighting and running, it is not an easy thing. It's an enduring stuff to be involved in life. He was running, he was fighting, and he finished and kept the faith. Your faith has to be kept. You should be the type of Christian that over the years, you are getting stronger and stronger in your believing life. You are growing, you're becoming more matured year after year. We're just about entering into a fresh year, but you are growing stronger. Your faith is becoming more powerful and potent. You are the kind of Christian that you can look back and say that 6 years ago, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, I was at that level of love, that level of faith. But look at me today. This is where I have gotten to. And he's using these two words, fighting and running, which tells you about what he had endured, what he had been through, what things challenged him, and he was able to rise above that. If you are fighting, it means you are fighting with someone, you are fighting with something. And Paul said that I fought. And then if you are running, it means that you want to get to a certain purpose, a certain line, and you are determined to get to that place within a certain amount of time, within a certain duration. All of it is so enduring to do. So Paul says that I fought and I ran. He endured something so that he'll be able to keep the faith. The faith has to do with his walk with God. The faith has to do with establishing or accomplishing the purpose that God gave unto him. In fact, not here alone, in so many places, Paul talks about the things that he went through in order for him to arrive or end up at where he got to. If we go to the Romans chapter 8 and the verse number 31, look at some of the things he highlights as things he had been through. Romans 8 and the verse number 31. If we're going to talk about Paul, we can end up this whole day talking about this man and not be able to finish about the things he tells us that he had been through. From the verse number 31, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Can you go to the verse number 32? And then he begins to tell a stuff that he has gone through. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? So he's fighting, he's running, he's gone through and he's going through certain things, embracing them, enduring it, because he knows something. That the God that he works for, the God that he is following, if he gave Jesus his only begotten, God will be willing and God will be able to give him all things. May the Lord give you all things. When you walk with him, this should be one of the things that spurs you up. I'm going to do it. I'm going to get it done, because I know that if God gave Jesus, if he delivered his only begotten son, then he surely is also going to be able to give me all things. Can I hear all things? There aren't some things in your life that some things provide, and there are other things in your life that God provides. Even if things and people give something to you, it's going to take God to work it through them, hallelujah, to bring that blessing into your life. So Paul's focus, his fighting, his running, is premised on something. He knows that even Jesus was given, so God will be willing to give him all things. May the Lord, I say again, give you all things. There are not things that God is waiting for the world to give them to you. Everything is going to come from him. For him and through him are all things. He alone has that grace, capacity, and power to give you what you want in life. I want to say this. The things you want in life, the places you want to get to, amen, the person you want to be when you are 60, when you are 70, when you are 80, all of that is going to be done and going to be given unto you by God. All blessings come from him. Is somebody here with me? So he has a focus. God, this God, he can give me all things. 33, let's run. Look at this. Then he said, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Move on. Now we're going to run a bit quicker. He said, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yeah. Rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Verse number 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? shall tribulation, so look at the words he uses, tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, or peril, or sword. These are all things you endure. He's been through all of them. And he said that what is going to separate us from the love of God? So he has this mentality that whatever he wants, God is able to give them to him. And then Paul also understands that I have so much love for God that all these things, from tribulation down to peril to sword, none of them can separate us from the love of God. Move on, 36, please. Quickly, because we have some few scriptures to read. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 37. And nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. 38. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Last one, 39. Then he said that nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. So you see the volume, the quantum of things that Paul goes through or went through in order for him to be able to come to be the Paul that he became and the place that he got to in life. We want to continue this 2 Corinthians, the chapter number 11, and I'll read from the verse number 18. Look at this. So Paul is telling us that in keeping the faith, he had to endure. He's gone through things. Even death and tribulation and peril. No, it's a principalities, powers. I mean, it's sometimes it might be a little bit softer if you're dealing with some small witch. But when principalities and powers, all of them get involved, just because you are a child of God, just because you love God, just because you want to live a meaningful life for Christ, just because you want to be the salt and the light of the world, and principalities and powers, they are all on you, and you have to endure all of that and remain as Paul remained. Wow! That's why he said that we are more than conquerors, because we've gone through any opposition, we've gone through any kind of problem, and he's still standing as the apostle of God. Nothing moving him, nothing stopping him to do what God wants him to do. Look at what he's saying here too. He said that seeing that many glory after the flesh, I will glory also. So this time comes in his life where he realized that some people glory after the flesh. This is what I've accomplished. This is what I've done. This is what I've been able to achieve. This is how far I've gone in life. These are the works of my hands. These are the products of my sweat. These are the things I've been able to do. These are the gains I've been able to make. These are the status I've been able to accomplish. These are the upliftments, promotions, and elevations I have received. That's what Paul is saying. He said that people glory in that. I'm also going to glory. But strangely, when he began to glory about the things he has accomplished, look at what Paul is talking about. Verse number 19. These are the things he's glorying about. Some are saying, I am rich, I have money, I have this position, I have that position. Paul glories in the exact opposite. He's talking about, for we suffer fools gladly, seeing ye yourselves are wise. Move on. So what he's saying, that sometimes as ministers, we act like we know nothing because we're dealing with a lot of wise people. You can come across a lot of people. You can be counseling somebody and the person believes that they know more than you. So we've seen that you are very wise. So we suffer fools. We just keep quiet. Amen. And let you continue being a wise person. Hello. And it's one of the things, hallmarks of ministry. Shutting up, keeping quiet, allowing people to be boastful and feel they know better. It's all part of the work that they did as apostles. Amen. Now look at this. It's amazing what he glories in. For you suffer. If a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face, you do suffer. Move on. He's saying powerful things here. As speakers concerning reproach, as though we had been weak. So he has endured reproach. There are times that it's like he's been slapped on the face. But he's Paul. Okay? He works for God. He's called of God. He's anointed of God. So he goes through it.
At times he starts to be like a foolish man, but that's fine. He keeps on going. He keeps on doing what God wants him to do. Then he said, howbeit, wherein soever any is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. Move on. What is Paul glorying in? And we look at the contrast of it. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Let's go. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more in labors, more abundant, in stripes, above measure, in prisons, more frequent, in death, often. That's what he's glorying in. He's not talking about things he has accomplished. He's talking about things he has endured. To Paul, what you go through and you keep standing is more important than what you achieve. And he's going to explain why this principle is a very powerful guiding principle in life and in when you have a relationship with God. When you walk with God, what he sees, how he interprets who you are, the value system is different. So somebody might talk about, oh, we are Caiaphas. Somebody can, we are Gamaliel. Somebody will say that, you know what we have done? He's saying that our glory in distance, not because I don't have anything, because I'm a Hebrew, I'm a Jew, I'm a lawyer, I'm a powerful man. But my accomplishment is more in what I've been able to endure than what I have achieved. He places premium on the things that he has been able to go through and survive as an apostle than what he has achieved. Let's read a little bit more. Move on, please. Verse 24. It's amazing, Apostle Paul. Of the Jews, 5 times received 140 stripes, save one. He's glorying. He's glorying, but not in his accomplishment, but in what he has endured. He's happy for being able to go through all of that and still be an apostle of Christ. He's not glorying in the fact that he's writing letters that will set the tone for us to receive what the death really meant for us. He's not glorying in the fact that all through Asia Minor, he's planted churches all over the place. No, that is not Paul's glory. He's not glorying in the fact that he met Jesus on the road to Damascus. For some of us, we have met Jesus. No. Rather, it's in the things he had been through and remained as a Christian. It's the things he had been through and remained committed to his faith. What he had gone through that is so terrible that somebody can hang himself, somebody can commit suicide, somebody can backslide. And somebody will say, forget it. How do I suffer all these things? Paul is glorying in those things rather. That is achievement. Because it takes few people to go through things of that sort and keep standing. It takes few people go through unimaginable things. If we're going to take time to list all of them one by one, you see the things he's spoken about, some are physical, some are spiritual, some are mental. Principalities beating you up, some hunger, shipwreck, receiving 39 stripes.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Five times Jesus received it once, and he's still poor. He's still poor. Can you please move on? Five times received 140 stripes, save one. Can somebody let's get to the man on stuff, please? It's delaying my time. Verse number 25. If you're on that page, can you read to me quickly? More than conquerors. You know, that's why he could stand and say, "We are more than conquerors." Because for some Christians, it takes just some little test and they are no longer with God. It takes just some small challenge and they backslide. It takes just some small thing to go through and Jesus is not alive. The one that wrote the chapter we are reading, the one whose words came to us in the form of the letters and epistles and the gospel that we read, these are men that stood in the midst of their trials and their problems and their challenges, and because of the love of Christ, remained in him. Now, if you will be able to endure the things that comes your way and keep on walking with God, you're going to go very far. In the coming years, we've been told about how the world is going to become and the challenges and whatever. I pray that you remain an astute Christian in the name of Jesus. Oh, that your feet will be so fixed and hooked. Amen. You will be so rooted in the name of your Father. Give us grace in the mighty name of Jesus to be firmly rooted in the kingdom of God. That's why the Bible calls us, ye shall be called plantings of the Lord. You need to gain roots in Christ. In our time, if somebody was to endure some things in the hands of principalities, people would tend to say, Jaja, sorry, Kokrana, you're free. Nadena, but not you, in the name of Jesus. Because at the end of the day, God is going to give you all things. At the end of the day, you're going to have the crown of life. At the end of the day, you're going to live where you want to live. Be who you want to be. Become who you want to become. Hello, so hunger and challenges, nothing is going to move you. I came to speak to more than conquerors in the mighty name of Jesus. From the beginning of the year till today, you are still here. Lift up your right hand and declare, I'm more than a conqueror. Can you imagine? Have you read it? The things you have been through and you're still a child of God? Have you seen things you have been through by reason of your family, where you were born from, the womb that carried you, the bloodline you are coming under? Can you imagine? Have you seen the things you've been through and you're still a child of God? I prophesy over your life in the coming years in the mighty name of Jesus. Nothing will move you from the love of God. Nothing is going to stop your dedication and your commitment unto Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray the heavens to always open upon your life. Paul had been through that. Now what he's teaching us is that if there's anything to glory by, we should glory in the fact that we survived. The things that people go through and they become thieves. You're going through them and you are much more holy. Kabi habataya. The things that people go through and they tell lies. You've been through all of them and your righteousness is intact. Is somebody in church today? You are more than a conqueror. Let me show you. Let me do this before I preach. Look at this. Of the Jews, five times received the 40 stripes, save one. Can we move on? Yeah.
Three times I experienced the being beaten with rods.
Uh-huh. Being beaten with what?
With rods.
Rod. Somebody say rod.
Rod.
Three times. Because you are born again and you walk with Jesus. Three times rod. He's still in it. Still in it. Paul and Tessa wa was salary delay and wa show no den 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 won kwa sorry. Abrante bi o se obe waro wo friend na won ten en kana obuafu. Why are you not in church, sister? The past 4 months I have not heard from my boyfriend. Ni hu die ha lady no. Se se me test no kon reply. Ama o Christo sum nyina ya basa. Gay binti. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Somebody say stoned. Thrice I suffered. Look at the progression. Once with rod. Once stoned. Thrice suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. What that means is that it was a shipwreck. So 24 hours he was in the sea trying to survive. And he's still intact. My God, put Paul on the scale here. Probably you need 1 million Christians to stand on the other side for it to be balanced. Everything in this life that man has gone through and is glorying in it, he's happy, he's excited. He's gone through those things. We will finish it. Next verse. Who is behind us today? In journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, it means he's being robbed. Now Paul, we are not. Now many Paul can't even say what. Now yeah, robbing. No, kakras wa wano bottom no say yaje. Answer Paul, I had here. These are the. We phone a yaje no keje tia. One ba prayer meetings adano. Robbed. Several times in peril of my own countrymen, betrayal in perils of the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness. Just like Akwan baby Obeko Bia is silence among Kwa. Whether he's in the wilderness, he's in the city, he's among his country people, everywhere things are being thrown at him. Paul is being jabbed left and right. Oh, is somebody ready for the coming years? I declare you more than a conqueror. If somebody thought you're going to backslide in the coming years, now is your faith rising, hallelujah. Now is your spirit provoked, hallelujah. Now is hope all over the place. That's the kind of spirit with which you follow God. Nothing moves him, nothing stops him. So you understand why he could write 2/3 of the New Testament. Where are you? And how far have you endured? How far? How far? In perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. Those were people that he's an apostle. He thought that they are on his side, and they were not. False people. I say, it's saying back when we to me at 20 pan, say, on in crofor nama and adjani and say, one more enough and woman enough. Paul said, I've been through that. I survived it. Move on. In weariness, in painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger, is it that when I'm wearied and I feel pained, I fast. He turns it into prayer times and waiting on God. In hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Everything. What hasn't this man seen? Now I believe some people are sitting on the fringes and they're looking at Paul and Paul, who you know, no, you know, and I'll show you this. I'll say, ah, quay, oh, bro, yeah, bray. Now, no cry, why not, man? Hey, Paul, oh, bread, yeah. Can I hear an amen here? And Paul is not looking at it that way. He's glorying in it. May you rejoice in some small, small things God brings your way. You know, because he has a plan. He knows what he's doing. Everybody would have advised Paul. Can you imagine you have a son who says, I'm going into ministry. And he's going through all of this. Either he will be labeled a crazy person. Then pay deliverance man, be non deliver. He is still on. In cold, in nakedness. I told you, 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 I told rent. I told you, I told Paul. I told you, your friend Paul. I told you, I told Paul, I soft Paul. Say you, hard copy Paul. Look at your namesake. What again has he been through? 28. I wish by the time I turn, it's changed. Besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches, everything he's going through. He's also looking at his main job now, taking care of churches. I mean, so what church members? Five will cry easy. Five church members. Member three, member two. That is the main thing. The side issues alone are enough to collapse you and let you just give up. He said, I go through all of that, then I come to my daily staff, taking care of the church as a pastor, making sure that the people are taken care of, meeting needs, praying, delivering people from family witches that wants to use them to prepare pepper soup this Christmas. What hasn't Paul seen? What hasn't he been through? 29. Who is weak and I am not weak? Who is offended and I bend not? He said, if you feel offended, I bend. I bend. But he's still on. He has to keep going. He has to keep doing it. He has to keep changing lives. He has to keep on building people. He has to keep on saving lives. He has to keep on preparing people for a great future. Are you offended? I bend. See, mine is a multiplication of what you are offended by. But I stand still as Paul because I got to keep doing this. I'm called for it. I'm assigned to it. I must get it to the end. I fight. I run. Because the faith has to be kept. Can you move on? Let's finish this and then I can. If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern mine infirmity. That's where the glory is. The glory is in what you have endured following God. Hey, that sister, when she used to sing, we can talk about the things she went through from the hand of the music director.
Praise be unto the name of the Lord. It's always an honor to come to you at such a time of your day to bring you such truth, to bring you such light and word of the Lord to begin your day with and to construct your day, your week, and the months coming with the word of the Lord. My name is Reverend David Seth Kwansa. I'm the head pastor of Mid Country Chapel. We meet at a Macomb traffic light opposite the children's park. And every Sunday, our services start at 7 a.m. To 9:15. That is the first service. And the second service starts at 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock. We invite you to come and fellowship with us. We invite you to come and worship with us. It's a season where God is doing powerful things in spite of the challenges that our world is going through. And so we're honored to have you tuning in to our broadcast and being part of this. I invite you every Thursday morning at exactly 5:20 on Love FM to come and be part of this. The Lord bless you so much. I'll be waiting for you at church. We have meetings also on Wednesday evenings at exactly 6 o'clock, which ends at 8. The Lord bless you.